Howdy folks, Ben Uyama here. Let's get right into this question. Is masturbation really that bad? Of the hundreds of men that I have personally mentored through a porn and masturbation addiction, this is one of the most common questions that we get is it really that bad? Is it really that harmful?
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
Understandably, there is a reason, guys, I'm going to talk about in this video. There is a reason that across the board, there are so many people, billions of people on the earth that will fight to the death for their right to masturbate and watch porn and think it's absolutely normal and it's absolutely acceptable and healthy and beneficial to watch porn and masturbate. And on the other side of the spectrum, there are billions of people that I've personally identified, especially people that I work with, and you guys, many of you guys, have identified that masturbation and porn are not conducive to the life that you want to live, and especially masturbating together with porn is actually more destructive than it is beneficial. Now, the reason that most people are confused about this point is simply because when you do a simple Google search or YouTube search, is masturbation harmful or is it beneficial? The overwhelming response and result you get is a list of all the benefits of masturbation and porn, okay? So I'm not gonna discredit those benefits. I'm gonna talk about them later in this video. But there are two really important facts that these mainstream sources like Healthline.com or MedicalNewsToday.com or even WebMD, there are two fundamental things that they're not accounting for when they write these articles. The first thing that these mainstream sources are neglecting to acknowledge and account for is the fact that there are billions of people around the world and entire industries that are heavily incentivized to not look too much into the negative effects. For example, the porn industry itself is a $100 billion industry that obviously is not going to look too far into the negative effects of masturbating, in most cases in association with what? Watching porn. And on top of that, 91% of men and 78% of women do masturbate on a regular basis. So that again is billions of people. The vast majority of the people around the world are incentivized to not look too deeply in this. And in fact, the people that are writing these articles and writing the resources and actually doing these studies are heavily incentivized to not look too deeply into it, right?
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks. Back to the show.
And the second factor that these mainstream sources are not telling us is the fact that the vast majority of people that masturbate also watch porn while they're masturbating. According to one study, 75% of people that masturbate do so while watching porn. And the negative effects of watching porn and masturbating have already been proven, and those negative effects far outweigh the possible benefits of masturbating. And on top of that, guys, the mainstream outlets that are educating about masturbation and porn benefits and risks generally do ignore the personal encounter and experience of real addicts and call it just anecdotal evidence. And they say it's anecdotal that people are experiencing benefits from doing NoFap or semen retention or quitting porn. Now, going back to my original point, this is the reason that most people have the general knowledge that masturbating is healthy and it's fine. It's because anytime you look into this or do any research right now on Google or on YouTube, the current narrative is that it's healthy, it's fine, it's natural, and it should be explored. And they even go as far as to list the potential benefits of masturbating. But what they're fundamentally missing in their analysis are the long-standing negative effects of developing an addiction to masturbation in association with porn. Like I've said, 75% of people that masturbate do so in association with pornographic content. And if that's the case, then they're also escalating in their addiction over time, and that's not something that they're considering, is that the addiction itself does get more severe over a period of time. So guys, let me tell you the most effective and true argument against masturbation. Yes, you can masturbate and potentially experience some benefits of masturbating, but the risks and drawbacks of masturbating and developing an addiction to porn and masturbation far outweighs any potential benefits. So you decide, guys, you can masturbate, but also according to WebMD, you can develop guilt, shame, and low self-esteem, mental health issues such as depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. Neglecting your partner, damaging your relationships, and losing focus. So what can you guys do with this information? If you have decided that you want to masturbate, you want to watch porn, and you have decided that the benefits of keeping that habit in your life far outweigh the potential risks, I'm willing to bet, probably not, then good for you. You decide. However, if you find yourself addicted and you want to rise above this thing and take control back, be sure to stick around and watch a bunch of the videos here that are free just for you guys. And if you want to get personal and you can join our group mentoring, go to benuyama.com and check out if that's good for you. It's really good to have you guys. I love you all. Take care.
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact 3-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.